This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live. .com and their website. They're streaming over there, as well as broadcasting on Great Salem Media Group stations scattered across the country, some of the largest markets in the country. And hello to our friends over there. And, of course, let's not forget our independent stations out there, too. We certainly have a great cross-reference of people listening to us. And then, of course, we do stream live on the Internet. As I said, GCNlive.com. All of the Salem media stations are streaming our show right now. I'm also streaming on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And, of course, we have the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, we thank you so very much for getting the job done, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers getting the mail delivered and hauled. Certainly a lot of things going on there. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys that are getting the gasoline and the oil and the diesel delivered so that we can move along where we need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, or X as it's now known as, X as at Captain's America. And, of course, let's not forget where our website is, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that we have going on that page. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us this hour. We're going to bring him on. Mark Walters is on assignment, and he'll be back next week. But, Kyle, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Captain, and hello to everybody listening out there.
Oh, yeah. And, okay, thank you, boys and girls. We appreciate them doing that. They wanted to say hello to you, of course. And we're going to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You betcha. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Now, right now, Kyle, the temperature where I'm at is 84 degrees, and it feels like it's 92 degrees outside. It's a little humid this morning.
And I can imagine. Cold and steady at 73 degrees, but of course, all eyes right now, Captain, are on western Florida and the surrounding areas.
Well, the panhandle in particular, but let me just give the 5 a.m. update on the storm. Idalia rapidly has intensified into a Category 4 hurricane. You heard me right, Category 4 hurricane. Catastrophic storm surge and destructive winds are nearing the Florida Big Bend region. Now, as of 5 a.m., the location was 29.1 north, 84.1 west. Now, this is about 60 miles west of Cedar Key, Florida. It's about 90 miles south of Tallahassee, Florida. And sustained winds right now are 130 miles an hour with much higher gusts.
Yes, that's right. Very powerful.
The present movement is northeast at 18 miles an hour. The maximum central pressure has been dropping all night long. It's down to 940 millibars, which means it's still intensifying.
It is still intensifying, Captain, and it's accelerating as well. At least that's what they expect it to do as we follow this cone of prediction here all through into Georgia, up through South Carolina, and then it sort of makes a right turn, sort of a loop back out into the ocean. At least that's the track right now. But the heavy rain event is unprecedented.
Now, there have been some watches and warnings, some changes with this advisory, as you might well expect. First of all, a hurricane warning has been issued for the east coast of the United States from Altamaha Sound, Georgia, to the Edisto Beach in South Carolina. A storm surge warning has been issued from St. Catherine Sound to the South Santee River. Also, a tropical storm warning has been issued from north of Surf City, North Carolina, to the North Carolina-Virginia border, and Palmrico and Albemarle Sounds, and the tropical storm warning for the west coast of Florida from Bonita Beach southward has been discontinued. Now, a storm surge warning is still in effect for Englewood northward to Indian Pass, including Tampa Bay. A hurricane warning is still in effect for the middle of Longboat Key northward to Indian Pass, including Tampa Bay. And that's where we're going so far with this. And the weather, if you don't like the way it is, I mean, stick around. It's going to get a little bit worse until things start to clear up a little bit. Now, there is a Hurricane Hunter aircraft flying around as we speak, and they've been taking turns doing zigzagging inside the storm. I expect that this will probably intensify a little bit more. The storm surge up there, Jefferson County, to Yankeetown, Florida, 12 to 16 foot, ladies and gentlemen, 12 to 16 foot. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Give us a call if you want to opine.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, and we hope that he survived the storm yesterday. If so, he might be swimming around in that Dodge Caravan down there, but we'll find out. Anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan and Moss Family Automotive. They, of course, are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans both, and first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police, and church pastors too, all get a great deal afforded to you for your service to our country. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you. Yep. Now, go to their website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Take a look at what they have in inventory. They have 450 vehicles. See what you like and what you don't like. Pick out something. Go to the website, MossNissan.com, and you can set up an appointment there, or you can call them up from there and say, I'm coming up, and the captain sent me, and see what happens. Now, you can go to their flagship store, which is at the corner of 19 and 54, Newport Richey, or you can go to Nissan and Acura, who happen to be side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, or you can go up to Brooksville and check out the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan dealership on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, right up against the Suncoast Parkway, and you'll see them right there. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Check them out. I think you're going to like what you see. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, you were going to mention something about power outages, but before you do, I was going to say that we have 4,000 linemen that were brought in by Duke Energy. And it sounds like, as if from what you were telling me, that they're probably mostly being used right now because of the power that's out. Because we know Pinellas County, they've been having a heck of a problem there. We've got how many people without power there?
Well, right now we're registering 21,750 customers out in Pinellas County alone. So that's right now the lion's share of all the power outages that we're looking at. If we're looking at Manatee County, for example, it's 26,021. But we are now starting to see some of the counties light up in the Big Bend region. This includes Taylor County with 2,800 approximately customers out. Dixie County, 861, 642. That's up from a little while ago, around 500 in Wakulla County. And, of course, now, Captain, as you mentioned, the storm has now become a Category 4 as it bears down into this area.
Yeah, and the surge has gotten really dramatic, up to 16 feet of water coming the direction up there in the panhandle, and that's not going to be pretty. The only thing that's going to be good about it, if there is a good point, is the fact that it's a sparsely populated area up in there. It's not as densely populated as it would have been had that happened down here.
Well, that's exactly right. And in fact, Captain, it looks like Bayshore Boulevard in Tampa, I'm seeing some video come in right now. Bayshore and Swan looks like a little lot of flooding, I should say. It looks like a little ocean has come into that area along that road right there.
That's
we're also seeing... Yeah, and we're also seeing, of course, on the Howard Franklin, we've got some updated footage of that as well. And it is also starting to become inundated on that one side that you were talking about.
Yeah, and if that's the case, I was told yesterday that they would shut that thing down because they don't want people to get out there and start water surfing, if you will, because sure as heck somebody would, you know, just get out there and just zoom right through there. The next thing you know, they're gone. Their car, they lose control of their car, and they're gone.
Well, Captain, certainly once the water recedes, and it will recede, for example, on the Howard Franklin, what is the process? I mean, they don't just simply open it up because the water's gone. Don't they? Do they have to inspect it somehow?
No.
Because this is salt water covering over the road.
Nope. They just get the water off the road, and once the water gets off the road, then away they go.
I see. And, of course, we're also seeing, I think, some of the wind pick up again in the Tampa area from what we can tell so far as well.
I would not be surprised about that either. So there you go. Now, the deepest water that people need to be concerned about is going to occur along the immediate coast near and to the right of the center of the storm, where the surge will be accompanied by large or destructive waves, pushing the water further inland. Now, surge-related flooding depends on the relative timing of the surge and the tidal circle, and they can vary greatly over short distances. So this came in this morning in our area at high tide. I'm not sure if it's high tide up there in the panhandle. But if it is, it's going to exacerbate the situation.
Indeed it will. Indeed it will. And again, looking at this track, it's the hurricane right now, again, Category 4, hopefully lowering down to at least a 2 as we go into the morning hours of Wednesday, late morning hours. But again, these are all only just predictions. But right now, Captain, this track has it going up through the Valdosta area, up through Savannah, Charleston, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, and then heading out to the ocean. So there's a lot more storm in this, unfortunately.
And to our people up there listening to us on our affiliate in Valdosta, we feel your pain here. And Scott James, the mayor up there, who also is the owner of the local radio station that I'm on up there. Scott, you know, I know there's going to be plenty of help afforded to you. You got the Air Force Base there, Moody Air Force Base. But still, be careful. Be careful, you folks up there in Valdosta. Don't do anything silly. And for God's sake, don't go out and start walking around in the water. That's how more and more people get hurt, seriously hurt, or die because they get electrocuted.
Well, indeed. And, Captain, I have a question for you for people when they start emerging out of their homes or wherever they've been riding out this storm, hopefully completely safely, of course. in the aftermath, there may be flooding around them. Obviously, as you were mentioning earlier, people don't want to, you don't want to walk through the water because you, number one, you don't know what you're walking into. You don't know if there are power lines that still could be energized and that could electrocute you. But Captain, what happens with people's plumbing in their homes or in the structure that they're in? Can that be affected by local flooding as well? In other words, contaminating the water coming out of your tap.
Well, it can, and for the people that have wells, that water is going to go right back down into the well, and it's going to make that worse than what it was to begin with. But you should always, and what we used to do back in the day was we had bottles of bleach that we would dump down the well because we had well water, and we would dump bottles of bleach down there to keep the water purified. A couple of gallons of bleach, sometimes three, no more than three, in the well to keep things going. Now, the other thing is you've got a lot of bacteria and a lot of dirt and a lot of filth in the water. So just because you got water, you don't want to, you know, throw it in your face and use it to just wash your hands without really thoroughly getting a good soap and doing it that way.
Well, in some cases, too, be sure to listen to your local authorities because they could, and I just emphasize could, issue like a boil order or something like that if they suspect any kind of contamination.
True, but if you've got a well water, it's not going to be a boil water edict. It's going to be a, well, you got a problem now. You got to, you know, you got to take care of it. And, of course, you have to dump material and minerals in it to get rid of the whatever it is that's contaminating the water.
And then, Captain, if you don't mind, I've got another question about response to this. Once the storm passes, right now the emergency responders can't go out and do anything for obvious reasons. But once the storm passes, what's the usual protocol? Is there a list of calls that typically have come in, or is there how does the fire department, for example, go out and start surveying the areas?
Life-threatening calls first. Life-threatening calls, heart attacks, COPDs, bleeding, that sort of thing first, above everything else. And then they get to the other calls.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, that makes a lot of sense, of course. But as we watch this storm surge, you know, what I'm hoping, Captain, is that so many people will have heeded the warnings and had gone, you know, in, you know, to higher ground, as Governor DeSantis was talking about.
Well, yeah, because if you don't, you're your own worst enemy. You're creating your own problems.
Exactly. Yeah, take yourself out of the equation in that regard.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back, and I do believe we'll have the Sports Zone quarterback on with us when we come back. So, Kyle, let's stay right there. Folks, we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. FEMA is preparing for Hurricane Idalia as the storm is set to make landfall in Florida this morning. Trey Thomas has more.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said personnel and resources are being deployed to Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
The President quickly approved an emergency declaration in advance of the storm in Florida, turning on the many tools that are available at my disposal to provide the Governor any support or resources he may need.
Criswell warned residents to take the storm seriously. She said high winds are expected and up to 12 feet of storm surge could hit the Florida coastline.
COVID-19 hospitalizations are up another 19%. According to the CDC, deaths also saw a large jump by 21% in 1 week. Today is officially National Beach Day. Don't recommend this for Florida. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It will be a busy fall for the Grahams.
Franklin Graham and his son Will have several big events on the schedule. Franklin is set to lead a gospel festival in Essen, Germany on October 7th, and another one in Rome on November 4th and 5th. Will Graham goes to Curitiba, Brazil to preach the gospel in a stadium on September 16th, and then he will return to the U.S. for a festival in Idaho Falls on September 23rd and 24th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion is the key issue in the latest race for the state Supreme Court in Pennsylvania. Democrats hold a 4-2 advantage on the court. They're seeking to increase that at the ballot box in November. The race between Democrat Dan McCaffrey and Republican Carolyn Carluccia will fill an open seat on the 7-seat court. Democrats have been using the court to push a liberal agenda. Justices currently weighing a case that could overturn a law barring Medicaid from covering abortions. This is SRN News.
With Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. The hat trick with Patrick. That means it's time for Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. That's the Sports Zone. He's got a Facebook page. Go over there and check it out. And first, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. Mr. Kyle Warren, hello.
Hello, Captain.
All right, let's go get Patrick Hyland. Mr. Patrick Hyland, hello.
Hello, Captain Matt Bruce. Hello, Kyle. Well, a little sad day for Florida, Captain, obviously. So I want to get that said. Just hopes and prayers people are safe and sound and got to the high ground, you know, and are going to stand this, hopefully, you know, about another 6 hours. It'll be, you know, up into Georgia. So hopefully that's what's going to occur, and then we just have to assess all the damage. Hopefully it's not as much as other times. So anyway, well, let's we'll put a little love in the yard, Captain, and talk a little sports here. NFL had to cut down to 53 players yesterday, and a lot of them did. Very surprising. They did not trade Jonathan Taylor from the Baltimore Colts. They kept him on the PUP list, so for the next 4 weeks, he'll be with the team not playing. And then after that, there'll be another trade deadline for the NFL. We'll see if anybody gives them an offer they can take. They wanted a first-round draft choice for him, but nobody's willing to give that. So the game has changed. Back in the day, they would have done it, Captain and Kyle, because of wanting the running back of the value. But now it's turning to more of a passing game, and that hurt his leverage. And the Colts didn't re-sign him to the contract he wanted because the running back position now has changed a little bit. So that's a little update on the Colts and running backs in the NFL. Now the Patriots, they waived all their quarterbacks except one, Mac Jones. So now they just have, you know, one quarterback. A lot of other teams have three. So we'll see if the Patriots make a trade for one of the quarterbacks on one of those teams, or just pick somebody up in free agency. You can't go into the season without having a backup, you know, obviously on the bench or for future games. So, switch to baseball a little bit here, Kyle. The Angels waived, you know, six players. I guess they just, you know, decided that now they're going to start doing some changing. What's going on out there in L.A., Cal, in reference to that?
Yeah, you're right. Looks like we've got Lucas Giolito, I think, was among many of these different players, several players that they put on waivers, evidently. And other teams as well are doing this. New York Yankees put their center fielder Harrison Bader on waivers. Looks like New York Mets also did. White Sox right-hander Mike Clevinger and Detroit Tigers reliever Joe Cisnero were put on waivers. That's, I suppose, Patrick, correct me if I'm wrong, they're just, you're getting to the end of the season, basically, and this is where they start making these different decisions.
Oh, you're 100% right. Now you can expand the roster, bring some kids up from AAA, and see if you have any future superstars or anybody you can, you know, bring to spring training next year realistically and look at them to make your team. But, yeah, no, you're right. The Yankees did the same thing after this, you know, point out the Angels with Josh Donaldson. You know, he was a former MVP. He was released by the Yankees. So a lot of things, you know, happen in baseball right now, too, with releasing people. Bo Bichette, the great shortstop for Toronto, you know, he's got his quad really popped. So hopefully he'll be back before the end of the year to try to make that final push for the playoff position. But, you know, a lot going on in baseball now. It's crunch time and playoff time, so we're going to see what happens in that department, to say the least. The NFL, they'll start their first games next Thursday. A lot of college football this weekend coming up, you know, Labor Day weekend, so it'll be fun for people to watch, especially in Florida, just to get away from this, because there's obviously going to be some major cleanup in a lot of areas. So that's what's going to occur there. It's kind of ironic, Kyle, and that, you know, we were talking last week about California with the earthquake and all the rain, and now we have a hurricane in Florida and the fires in Maui. It's a lot of time now to reflect and look at life a little differently. I hope that's what people are doing, gentlemen, because it's time for that. So, anyway, Captain, the Buffalo Bills have been making some moves. That's the Captain's old stopping grounds. And they look like they're primed to win the AFC East. This division is going to be a lot tougher this year, though, with the Miami Dolphins looking good. New York Jets bringing in Dalvin Cook and Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to give it away. And those three are going to battle it out. It's kind of funny to talk about New England not being the front runner in that division, Captain, this year.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's very ironic. Last night in baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays put it on the Marlins 11-2, and that keeps them in 2.5 games away from the Baltimore Orioles. So that's what's going on in that division in baseball, switching gears a little bit. And the AL Central, the Minnesota Twins, have widened the gap against Cleveland. Now there are 6 games above to win that division. And good for Rocco Baldelli. I think if the Twins, you know, get hot, anything can happen in the playoffs like we talk about.
Right.
And then, you know, in the toughest division, you have the Mariners, Rangers, and the Astros. They are all, I mean, right there. I mean, they're playing at a 567-68 pace, and I don't know who's going to win that division. That's going to be really go down to the wire. And I'm just excited. Baseball, I think, did a great job this year, Captain, with the rule changes, with the speeding of the game. Would you agree with that, sir?
Yeah, I think they made the game a little bit faster, and I don't mind that at all, because I go back to the days of Rocky Colavito. You remember him?
I know the name, Cap.
Rocky Colavito was the guy that would stand there. He'd wiggle around with his uniform. He'd pull his pants up, and he'd tie his shoelaces. He'd take his helmet off. He'd run his hands through his hair. I mean, sometimes he'd take 5 minutes just to step up to the plate.
Well, there you go. That's not enduring to the fans who are watching the game and paying the money and for TV. It's just not entertaining, not exciting. So, no, I'm glad they've made a change with the pitch clock. Let's get it going. The bases, the defense. I love where the game's going. And folks, you know, after all the dust settles and everything and you have a chance, you know, and you need someone to talk to, feel free to call me. My name's Patrick Hyland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. Phone number again is 813-966-1052. My thoughts and prayers are out to everybody, you know, in the path of this. And, you know, if I can answer any questions insurance-wise for anybody, please feel free to call me. See if I can be of help to you. And let's just keep thoughts and prayers for everybody and be smart and hear to what people ask you to do. Captain, always a pleasure. God bless you, Kyle. God bless you out in California. And I'll talk to you gentlemen Friday morning. And, great broadcast today, keeping everybody up to date. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. And we appreciate him, and he was also with us for lunch yesterday at Mission Barbecue. Obviously, we didn't have as big a crowd as we normally do because of the storm. A lot of people took the day off, and but we had a good group. We had a great conversation table going on, and it was a lot of fun. Little not as boisterous as it is sometimes because we were missing one person, Kyle, so it didn't get quite that loud. All right, hold that thought. I know why you're laughing. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. The consumer quarterback coming on. We're going to ask him about all these houses that are sitting around going to get flooded. What's next?
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program, our final segment for the day, brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Dominique's Blinds and Decor has been my longest-running sponsor to the program. They've been around since the first days that I started on the radio. And this portion of the program is brought to them by... brought to you by, of course, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they happen to be the best, in my opinion, the best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. I've had them do a lot of different things for me. They came to my house, and that's how I first found out about them. And they put in some new blinds that I needed to have and some shades that I needed to have. And they did that and did it very professionally, and I never had a problem with it at all, period. And when I needed some parts because a couple of the blinds decided to bite the dust, no problem at all. Came over and took care of that, too. So, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, been there for years. You can stop into the store or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345, and they'll come to you. Now, that's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. They're local, they're experienced, they're Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. One more time, their phone number, 941-922-2345. Give them a call and see what they can do to help you out with your problem. All right. First of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we've got Brandon Rimes. And Brandon Rimes, of course, is the consumer quarterback, consumerqb.com on the website. And he is the guy that gets it done. Mr. Consumer Quarterback, sir, how are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Doing great. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Well, I got to ask you a question. A lot of these houses that are going to be flooded, especially up where the surge is going to be up to 16 feet up in the panhandle, but a lot of these homes are going to have to be salvaged. And, of course, there's different companies that do that. One that comes to mind is a company called Service Master. I've seen the equipment and the way that they do things. Matter of fact, I'm going to be talking to one of their people in the next day or so just to find out what their procedure is. But what happens to the value of a home when it's been flooded, even when you fix it and repair it and bring it back to life again? What happens to the value? Does it always stay down?
Well, there's going to be a few variables. Things to consider would be the amount of inventory in the area. Of course, you know, the rising interest rates hopefully will start dissipating. And you have, my advice would be make sure you check the contractors out, make sure they're licensed, bonded, insured. Make sure you're not signing. There's going to be a lot of these different types of unscrupulous folks coming through. So when you have a contractor, they outlawed, I believe, in the state of Florida, these assignment of benefits. Shorter term is the AOB. You don't want to sign away your benefits as a landowner, homeowner, and contractors will sometimes ask you to do that. And you'll also see contractors coming from other states into the panhandle. So be real careful about that. And of course, verify that with your attorney on the governing bodies, depending on where you're at. But you want to make sure you dry it out. You want to cut out any drywall that's logged with water. You basically just take some type of a knife or razor blade and cut that part out. You can always replace that patchet later. And then, mainly just drying things out. And then, consult with your local Keller Williams agent. We can help you worldwide through our Keller Williams network. We are the number one real estate company on the planet, Keller Williams Realty. So we can recommend good agents to help you with that valuation and the marketing plan when it comes to if you do want to sell.
Well, I would think that most people, if they were serious about fixing their place up, they'd probably want to stay there, because if you were going to sell, you really wouldn't give that much effort to it, I would think, but that's just me. But I was just wondering, because I've always wondered what happens. Now, I know fires are a different story. Fires, you got to fix the place up if you want to get anything back for it.
And definitely, people will probably want to stay. Some will want to leave, but just make sure you're doing your due diligence on these contractors. Also, with roof damage, you see these unscrupulous contractors coming through. Do not give them a large down payment. I would be very cautious about giving any down payment, anything over 5 or 10%, as far as to get them to come back. Now, sometimes they will tarp your roof in a preservation type capacity. So you just got to be real cautious about that and just be diligent. Make sure you verify them. Look them up on the state, sunbiz.org, and verify who you're talking to.
You mean the blue tarps?
Yeah, yep.
All right. Kyle, I know you got a couple of questions there. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Just briefly, we do have another tornado warning to tell our listeners about. This is in Charlton County. This is going to expire right about the top of the hour, but this is, again, a thunderstorm capable of producing tornado. Was located over Homeland and also over Folkston, moving northwest at 25 miles per hour. So if you're in that area, you want to be aware of that. Well, Brandon, one of the things that, of course, we watch are the interest rates, and we've got someone from Pantheon Macroeconomics named Ian Shepherdson. He's saying we're probably at the peak now for mortgage rates. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. It's hard to know what the feckless leadership and Mark Young, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, also recently said that, rates could go up to 8% if the Fed continues to jack up the federal funds rate. So you look at it, and he says on a better scenario, the rate could be closer to 6% early next year if the Fed stops. Inflation is low, and it's a big contributor to date. the rents will surely not be rising by 8% in the upcoming months. So anyway, that's Lawrence Young's take on it. But yeah, it's interesting to see where we're at because, unfortunately, people that do want to move and are in a position where they're, you know, considering a move, one of the stats that really sticks out to me, guys, is the fact that 90% of Americans have less than a 6% interest rate. Mm-hmm. So that leads a lot of people that have the 3%, 4% mm-hmm. rates on their current loan to say, I'm just going to stay put. I'd like to move closer to work, mm-hmm. closer to the beach, closer to the grandkids, but I'm just going to stay put. And then that also trickles into the economy and the trickle-down effect of all the transactions through real estate, mm-hmm. mortgage, credit, insurances, et cetera.
Well, Brandon, tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Anything that we can do to help, we'd love to help. You know, we are a top real estate team in Tampa Bay, and we can help you worldwide through Keller Williams Network. We're at 813-917-1894. You can call or text that line. It's at 813-917-1894. And our website is consumerqb.com, consumerqb, like quarterback. com. Appreciate you guys.
Okay, appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback, and of course he has a show here on our home channel, my flagship station, the Consumer Quarterback Show. Okay, Kyle, it's been a busy night. I'm going to let you go. Thanks very much for helping out. Appreciate it. And I'm going to finish with telling everybody where the storm is right now so they can get prepared. But you have yourself a good day, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. It's been my pleasure to be along with you here tonight. Okay. Of course, you know, I've got a special place in my heart for everybody in Florida.
All right. Thanks very much, Kyle. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Folks, the hurricane is currently a Category 4 hurricane. It's gone all the way up to a 4. Started out as a 1. Started out as a tropical storm yesterday early. Then it was a Cat 1. But as of 5 a.m., it was located about 60 miles west of Cedar Key, Florida, about 90 miles south of Tallahassee, Florida. Maximum sustained winds had gone all the way to 130 miles an hour, which makes it a Cat 4 with higher gusts. The movement was north-northeast at 18 miles per hour. The minimum central pressure was 940 millibars, which means it's still intensifying and might pick up another 8 or 10 miles an hour. We'll see before it goes ashore, but it'll be going ashore here very soon. There's a massive surge with it on the right side, up to 16 feet of water coming into that area up there where it's coming ashore. And we just wish everybody the best, and that's all you can do. Pray for the best, hope for the best, and you'll come out all right. So, we'll see you tonight on the radio here on your favorite station. And please be careful. Please be careful out there. Don't walk around in the water. And wait till it's daylight if you do have to go out so you can see what you're doing. We'll be back tonight. God bless America. Have yourself a great day, everybody.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.